Here we go.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are Neil and Sarah from the UK, and you're watching Living in Las Vegas on the Vegas Video Network. And I can tell you right now, I'm the biggest tosser in the UK.
I'm not sure what that means. I think it might mean something bad in the UK.
Yeah, baby!
Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas, well, it's back. It's Pick Your Poison 2.0. Ah! Okay, here's how this works. First, we randomly select a category using our spinny wheel. Then we're going to pick two finalists for each category and debate which of those two is the best for you. Now, this could be a casino, could be a restaurant, could be a bar, could be entertainment, on strip, off strip, maybe even downtown. We don't really know. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast where here's the category I'm hoping for. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Bars to eat at. Right, Brett? Let's get started.
Brett doesn't like to eat at bars. That's the joke. Oh, I knew that.
You didn't. Living in Las Vegas starts now.
I don't think you can show in about a year. That doesn't count.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. From Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Is that the most running you've ever done at one time?
And now your host,
no one really likes you,
a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Looking for a co-host,
Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Ah, I caramba. By the way, if I could be so bold, I'd like to congratulate you because you're watching the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
North Las Vegas.
This is the easy part here, brother. If you can't help me on this, we're going to have to let you go. And by the way, it's hosted by locals who've lived here for as long as I can remember, which means we're not only going to tell you what it's like to live here. No, we're going to be talking adventures on the Strip, Fremont Street, downtown, all over this big, beautiful valley of ours. And by the way, if you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, if you are a fan of our fair city, well, guess what? This show is like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. Excuse me. Red Stripe. That tastes some good yummies. Hey, we're live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. We would invite you to join us. Come to my bosom. No, seriously, just come to my... Get on over here, you crazy little kid. And be a part of the fun. Be a part of the live chat. These are the coolest people in the whole doggone world. As a matter of fact, they show up an hour before the show. They don't need us.
No.
They're just hanging out themselves. They are their own community. They are the loveliest people. I see Glenn, and I see Ted, and I see Dave, and I see Mike, and Gregor, and all kinds of good people there. I think I saw Jackie has returned finally. She's no longer, I guess, angry at us. But it's good stuff, and you get to be a part of the show as well. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? I am the owner of the Vegas Video Network, so if you like it, you can thank me. If you don't, blame this guy. This is... That's Pepe Wayne. Pepe Wayne is back.
Thank you. Back row always fills in. I like that.
You're always worried about the back row not filling in, by the way.
I am.
Because many people think that I can't see it from the stage. Oh, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
No.
They're here.
You can see them.
They love
those two
us.
People should really probably knock that off until later. Mm. But at least until we're another beer in.
Or we can get a camera on them and make some real money. Hey, over and under.
Oh, man. I almost had you after me the last time 4 weeks ago, and we damn near hit that.
Did we?
Almost, yeah.
I don't remember. I don't really watch the show.
Yeah. I think there's a support group for that. Let's say I'm going to go an hour 27.
Hour 27. 87 and a hook is what we got going on here. Okay. And by the way, new in the live chat, we've got Ryan1 QAZ. By the way, the one QAZ, he did this. One QAZ. That's how he did that. Way to go, super spy. Is Ryan Wilson. I asked him, how did he find us? And he said he found us online.
Yeah. I can't tell you the percentage of people that get online and find us.
Almost nobody finds me online. I then said, how does waterboard sound to you? And he's like, YouTube. Oh, I found you on YouTube. All right. Where do you live? Online. Oh, God damn it. You're paying my... He lives in Las Vegas. So even the people who live here in this beautiful town watch this show. Why?
It's a testament.
It's a testament. There you go. Hey, by the way, I want to thank Neil and Sarah for their opening video. Again, the term tosser, I believe, just means...
Well, he was playing a beanbag toss, right. Corn. But I got to say, Neil, if you're going to pull that video off and say you're the best tosser in the UK, get the cut where you get it in the hole.
Yeah, the joke there, just so you know, is the term tosser in the UK is like a bad term. It's a bad, bad term. If somebody calls you a tosser,
I've got Gregor telling me tosser equals cornholer.
No, that's actually that's pretty.
This is
Gregor's got it kind of figured out there. All right, let's get to this. Of course, the live chat is cutting in here. Jackpot. Jackie has decided to tell us that if you're a tosser, it means you're a dick. Thank you, Jackie, for keeping the live chat friendly.
Did we not? We forgot to open this episode by saying parental discretion advised.
Yeah, probably unnecessary. I used to have shows where I put that thing on there because they were really bad. Like this show. Okay, so this is Pick Your Poison 2.0. We're gonna back in episode 258. Wayne can tell us all about it. Go ahead, Wayne.
I can. So what we do? We bring out the wheel.
Okay.
And we're gonna spin the wheel. This is like Crossfire. I can't wait to tell you how I'm right and you're wrong and you're stupid for your views. So we are going to spin the wheel. The wheel is going to land, let's just say, right there.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that landed on.
Fancy cocktail bar.
Right. So I would proceed to give you, or I would proceed to tell you what the best fancy cocktail bar in Las Vegas is. I don't really need to tell you why I'm right, because I just am right. And you're going to have a chance to rebuttal, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Then we'll pick one. We'll use the live chat to help vote. And then we'll go on. This is all about you, folks. We don't care about us. We don't care about any of these things other than to help the people who are watching.
Well, I care about
or listening to the show. Okay, for fuck's sake. Please spin the big wheel. Okay, what do we got? Amusement attraction. Amusement attraction. Wayne?
You know, when you're looking for an amusement attraction, it doesn't matter whether you're a local, doesn't matter whether you're a tourist. There's one thing that Vegas is known for, both inside and outside of Vegas. And nothing is more synonymous with an amusement attraction or Las Vegas than the Bellagio fountains. It is a hallmark of this town. In fact, they constantly reinvent it. Last week, I went out there and saw a kabuki show. That's Japanese theater. I wouldn't expect you in your public school education to know that. So clearly,
this sitting up tall, does that make you feel better?
It does. It does. I'm gonna do a little lean
a little
here.
Stick in the ass thing going there, big fella.
I'm gonna do a little lean.
Oh,
and okay. A little Larry King lean. I don't need to say any more than that. If you don't think the Bellagio fountain is the best tourist attraction in Las Vegas, you're a moron.
Talk. That was fun. Okay. Here's the best thing about Wayne. Oh, sure, he's pleasant. And oftentimes he brings girly drinks. He stopped doing that because we made fun of him. When I said amusement attraction, he thought it meant tourist attraction. God bless his little, I can't really pay attention beyond, I don't know, fifth grade education. So here's the deal. I could say anything and I'm going to win. Here's an amusement attraction. So this is when you think amusement, you got to think the kids a little bit. I'm going to give you, I like seeing kids scream.
Oh, yeah, kids. That's a great idea.
I like seeing adults scream.
Because when I think of 24-hour drinking and casinos and gambling and the living in Las Vegas show, I think of kids.
Are you done? I did not interrupt you. You're like the Ted Cruz of debating. You just fucking keep going and going and don't actually say shit. Mm-hmm. All right. Here it is. Here's the best thing out there. Some people might say, all right, one of the water parks. I see some people in the live chat are hitting water parks. I think those are good ones. The Adventure Dome, of course, you got to go thinking about that. The problem with the Adventure Dome is, well, it's Circo Circus for one thing. I would say this.
Circo Circo.
Right. I would say do this. Zip lines. Any zip line. If you can fly, life is good. So you want to go down and do Slotzilla? Dun, dun, dun. And you know what? The thing about Slotzilla, for a while I thought I would do
Did
that.
Did you get stuck on it?
Well, I thought I might do it. And then one day I realized, two things actually. One, a 15-year-old kid was flying down there and peeing on people. That's charming. Mm-hmm. But the second thing was, you know, one of those things break, and I don't believe it will, but if it did, that would suck. So I'm not suggesting that you ask me to do this, but if you want to go on Slotzilla, that's it. Okay, we're going to vote. Who's the best amusement ride? The Bellagio Fountains.
Whoa, maybe you
can get it. That's
ride?
What it says. Amusement attraction.
Oh, no. Scott,
attraction.
Let me teach you how to sound the words
amusement
out.
Amusement attraction.
Attraction.
Amusement attraction.
It's not a ride.
Amusement
the word
attraction.
Ride is not in there.
Oh, for the love of Jesus, our Savior. All right, so we're looking at zipline or we're looking at the water. Right, right. So, and the winner is, of course, it's me. For that was an easy one. Thank you very much. Okay. It is, by the way, a good one.
Yeah, if you like to be peed on by children.
Well, not, you're not gonna get
some of us
on.
Don't enjoy child pornography,
you're
Scott.
Gonna, you're not going to get peed on if you're the one doing the peeing. Right? Spin away.
Oh, it's your turn.
Okay. Here we go. By the way, BG, Brett is in the live chat. What's happening, Brett? What do we got? The best buffet, or I would pronounce it buffet.
No, no, you're
I'll go
right
first.
Off.
Fair enough. Woo, this is a good one. So the Las Vegas is well known for the buffets. The problem is Las Vegas is well known for shit buffets. And most people think I'll go to a buffet because it's low priced and there's lots of food. Really? That's horrible. That's not the way you should be thinking about eating food. So here's the best one. Now, it used to be at Cosmopolitan. They used to call it the Wicked Spoon. It was very, very good.
They still call it the Wicked Spoon.
Right. What I meant by they used to be, or used to call it, is that nobody goes there anymore. But that's what it used to be called. The best one, I think it's called Baka Laka Laka Laka. That's the Russian name over at Caesar's Palace. These guys have figured it out. Now, the downside only is that you may have to wait. Upside, all the crabs you can eat. And not the crappy crabs, I mean good crabs. So the Baka Laka 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 over at Caesar's Palace is the best buffet ever. By the way, you can agree with me and we can just move on.
Well, Scott, first off, it's pronounced Bacchanal, which is Roman for orgy. So yeah, you continue on your streak of liking things that involve urine and pornography. But over for the rest
Caligula
of us...
Caligula was underrated as a movie.
For the rest of us, those in the know truly know that the best buffet is at the M Resort. Now, I'll be the first to admit that sometimes I do refer to it, as a lot of people, as the MT Resort. But that doesn't mean that you have to stay away. That just means you've got more elbow room when you're in line. Why is it the best? Not only is the selection huge, the price is better than you'll find on the Strip. Mm-hmm. But, Scott, and I'm going to appeal to some more of your salient desires here, all you can drink, beer and wine, is included with your buffet. Mm-hmm. Two words that everybody loves if you're a red-blooded American, open bar.
Interesting. How about the quality of the food? Oops. That pregnant pause was a problem, my friend. Just because you drink, you know why you drink. You know why they give you the free booze, right? Because the food is shit. Oh, you're all...
It's a 4 out of 5.
Here's what I...
It's a 4 out of 5.
Here's what I love about you. You're kind of all big, chesty, kind of lean over, want to grab my boobies. But the minute I ask you a question, you're like...
They do look succulent.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not judging you. Mm. But I will tell you, now you've got a lot of people here in the live chat that like the M. That's a pretty good thing. Funny thing, though, is they're all talking about how great the booze part is. They're not talking about how good the food is. They're talking how good the booze is. So when you think buffets, while I will concede that all you can drink, it's not an open bar, by the way, it's a fucking beer and wine bar. And by the way, what kind of beer and wine? A Coors Light and a fucking bag of a bottle or a box of wine that you're pouring from? That doesn't count as free booze. That counts as a headache maker. None of that's good. However, I'm going to look So Danny, Mr. Danny App says the M Buffet is the best. Now, wait a minute. You guys in the live chat, have you been to the Baka Naka 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 at the Caesar's Palace? Have you been to that buffet?
No, Scott, not everyone's in the 1% club
it's
that you find yourself
in. Thing. It's not a 1%
driving your Buick into Caesar's Palace right. to valet park it.
That's right.
Some of us have to work for a living, when you, Scott.
When you think of a Buick, he's a very classy guy.
All I know is I see Peyton Manning on TV shilling for Buick, and he makes a lot of money.
Okay, so Glenn has been to both. Bach is much better, but crazy expensive. Pops is, now where did you go, Pops? Did you go paying for over, so guess what? The buffet was way overpriced. So a lot of people like the Baka Naka Naka Naka, but they're a little concerned with pricing.
Whereas,
you do have to pay for what you get. I mean, come on. Let's not be crazy. I mean, if you care about pricing, then go to the fucking, I don't know. Go to the one, Fremont Street Buffet. I think it's $9, and you might get some, I can't say anything because it'll sue me, but don't do it. It's not worth it.
Remember, truth is a defense to libel.
Right, but I don't know if anybody's actually died there. Okay, but Glenn's telling me excellent food quality at the M for the, okay. I will concede. M. Now I got to go down there and see if this thing's a piece of shit. I am going to just rail against you. But I guess M is the buffet of choice. As long as you don't mind driving to Southern California for a dinner, you're all set. All right. La-da-dee.
Well, you just don't like it when I win, Scott.
But the first time, I thought it was pretty unique. Go ahead and spin the big wheel, big fella. What do we got? Rock club, places to see rock and roll. Do you have anything? After we get done talking 4.5 hours about Prince, you might be in trouble on this one.
This is like a concert venue. This is like a late night thing. Like, what are we talking? Define for me, because you and your wacky definitions. Apparently, a ride is an attraction.
I said attraction.
Yeah.
Your anger is worrisome to me. Would you like a Percocet?
No, but can I have 2 dozen Oxycontin?
Can you?
I know a guy who's not using any.
Right.
No, you know what? I'll let you go first to see how you decline.
Sure. How do I decline?
Define rock club.
That Mickey's Big Mouth is causing you some problems. Isn't
yes,
it,
this
club?
Is okay. Fine malt liquor, which I think is an oxymoron.
All right. Okay, so here it is. Rock club. So a rock club is a place to see a rock band. This is not your cover band. This is not the lounge things that you see on the Vegas. This is a standalone place where you can go and see. This is where it's happened. This is a rock thing. Now, it could be local stuff. It could be touring stuff. It's not the big guys. So I'm not talking about concert venues. So I'm not talking about vinyl. I'm not talking about those kind of places. I'm talking about the smaller clubs. So there's some places downtown that have a few places. The place that I think is the best is the worst named place in all of Las Vegas. It's called Counts Vamped. It's on Sahara. It used to be owned by Neil, the dude from...
Danny Coker.
No, it used to be owned
by
Vince Neil, thanks. And then he couldn't figure out how to run it. So now it's owned by
Danny Coker,
right, who does custom vamp, which is VAMP.
Apostrophe D.
D, which is, come on. And Counts Vamp. I don't even know what that means. Anyways, where it lacks in spelling and understanding, it really makes up in the vibe of this place. So to give you an idea, this is a place that the lights up there are upside down drum sets. Come on. I've seen some really cool bands here. A lot of good cover bands, but also I've seen, the drummer from, Guns N' Roses, the guy who had the stroke.
Oh, yeah.
Adler.
Steven Adler.
Yeah, so he had a band called Adler's Addiction, which is ironic given that's why he had a stroke. So I saw bands like that. It has some pretty big name stuff. Skid Row has played there. I mean, so like the 80s kind of stuff. It's not too big. It's got a nice bar on. Well, I mean, it's kind of a divey bar kind of thing. So it's got a bar on one side with a glass partition so you can still see the stage, but it's not quite as loud. And then it's a small venue. It may have 10 or so high-top tables and then probably... 3 or so booths, 4 or 5 booths maybe. So it's not big. So whoever you see there, you're going to get a good look at it. So without question, Counts Vamp is the best rock club here?
Wayne?
Pass.
I like to phone a friend. So another one.
This is not my scene.
Yeah, another one that's actually pretty popular, but not as cool as Bunkhouse.
I've always heard of Counts Vamped. Yeah, I've never.
Bunkhouse, you'll see.
Oh, that's downtown.
Yeah, and also
it
Beauty.
It closed. It's open again.
Yeah, it's several times. And Beauty Bar also has a kind of a rock thing that they have in the back of their property. Mm-hmm. But without question, Counts Vamped is the place to go. Go see it, by the way. It's a really neat club. Okay. Mm. La-da-dee. La-da-da. Would you like to spin?
No, it's your turn again. You're always trying to get me to do all the work around here.
Yes, that's me. Mr. Have other people do all the work. Okay. Now, this is what I used as an example for you when we talked about this before the show. Best casino pool.
You know, when I want to get wet.
Well, there you go. That's an opening.
I know. I turn on the Vegas Video Network. But
so you haven't been wet for years, right?
Hey-o. You know, for my money, I like a couple of things in a pool. I like to be spread out. I like to have elbow room like we talked about at the buffet.
Yep.
I like to be able to find some shade because, let's face it, I mean, this skin,
right.
Not exactly what I call UV ray friendly.
If any whiter, you'd be blue.
And you know, sometimes standing around in the pool or floating around, it's boring. So I want to be able to gamble. I want to be able to drink. This is Vegas. Just because I'm in a pool doesn't mean I should have to lose the rights to do those two things.
Right.
So that being said, my money is on the Tropicana. Swim up blackjack, swim up bar, palm trees galore, and real, actual, wait for it, grass.
Oh, okay. Tropicana. Here's where I'm at. You actually said something that was reasonable. Hold on.
Well, how about that?
How about that? Okay. Here's the play on this. The deal is, and you said this, the lack of boring. So Tropicana is, as I understand it, a rectangle pool. Well, that's pretty unique. Good for those little guys. They spent $140 million to create a rectangle pool. These guys are fucking awesome. So, oh my God, Jesus Christ. You clearly don't go to pools. There are two pools of any value, and it's the Mandalay Bay pool and the MGM Grand pool. Both of them have the two things, the main thing, that really makes a pool great. And that, of course, is the lazy river. Without a lazy river, people like me have really nothing else to do. Now, the great thing about the lazy river at the MGM Grand, it is a very long and happy lazy river. Whereas the Mandalay Bay lazy river, it's a good one. And by the way, they have that little oceany thing here is kind of cute as well. It's not very long, though. Whereas the MGM Grand lazy river, by the way, the MGM Grand has multiple pools. So if you're looking for a rectangle pool, they've got one, and they've got an adult pool as well, but where they probably go to amusement parks like, I don't know, the Fountain at Bellagio. But the real deal here is you want to be able to get into a lazy river that moves you around. It's got to be about 5 miles, plus or minus. Now, here's the added bonus to the MGM. Lots of alcohol.
Extra urine?
Because
this seems to be your thing.
Well, that's the issue with any of these pools here in the Las Vegas. I would recommend go early and go often because people are going all the time in there. And the truth is, after a while, when the water becomes optically dense, that's a clue. If you can't see your feet, get the fuck out because that's a problem. And that's not just a problem at, say, maybe the pools I just mentioned, but pretty much anywhere if you're there long enough. All the oily stuff and maybe other things out there as well may cause problems. Here's the added bonus. If you want to be a crime fighter, well, MGM pool's good for that too. I stopped somebody who was stealing stuff, and that was a very exciting day for me and Neil and Sarah and Melissa. So we're going to vote a rectangle pool or a lazy river.
Yeah, when I think of relaxing, I think of crime going on around me. You know, you said two very important words, Scott, and those words were get in. You do have to be able to get into this pool. Again, not all of us are fancy pants 1%ers driving our Buicks that are valet parking.
It's the MGM Grand, for fuck's sake. It's a $60 a night hotel.
Oh, plus resort fee, plus 14% hotel tax, plus another 2% so that we can build that Raiders stadium. Go Raiders. You know, one of the benefits of the Tropicana, Scott, it's the everyman's pool. You know why? Because they have gambling in the pool.
It's a rectangle.
And that means because there's gambling in the pool, all I got to do is walk right in without a resort fee and my 14% tax and just say, I'm here to play the blackjack, and boom, I'm in the pool.
Okay, let's just talk to, hold on.
Tomahawk said no.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was rejected because it's a rectangular pool. There are many places where you can, well, if that's the case, you can go to Hard Rock. You can gamble in that pool. You can go over to, actually, you know, another good pool is Golden Nugget. That's a pretty good pool, too. But not as good. Lazy River is the criteria. You have to have a lazy river. You've got to be floated around. Other criteria, by the way, are cabanas. I understand that the Tropicana does have one. They go to Costco, get some fucking umbrellas, put them up there, and they're underneath the umbrella. So, of course, we all know that it has to be MGM Grand. Congratulations, Sky, for that. Okay. How many have we done?
That's four.
Okay, we'll do one more.
All right.
How are we doing on time? I'm doing great. Here we go. Oh, what do we got here?
Something else for you to be wrong about.
Oh, it's Brett's favorite one. Bars to eat at. Okay. Bars to eat at. Now, this is a thing where I really enjoy eating at bars, but just special bars.
Okay.
Would you like to go first?
I would.
Okay.
You know, this is the Living in Las Vegas show, the show that is for locals, as you say, by locals. And so when I'm at a bar, I'm just trying to appeal to the main demographic here. You know, I like to support local. I like to buy local. I could go to one of these chain conglomerate Buffalo Wild Wings or Applebee's. But I want an experience that's going to benefit the community around me. As someone who is a very community supportive, I enjoy Born and Raised, and let me tell you why. Because they specialize in sliders, whether it's beef, whether it's chicken, whether it's pulled pork, they have all different kinds of sliders. There's a whole menu of them. They have other things as well, but the sliders are what they're known for. And you get options with your sliders. Sure, you could do fries. Sure, you could do healthier fries, sweet potato fries. But you know what they also offer at the Born and Raised? Tetris tots. They are tater tots in the shape of Tetris pieces.
Okay.
It's delicious. And entertaining at the same time.
Okay, good. That was very good. Born and where is Born and Raised?
Born and Raised, they got two locations. One on the west side, I believe, on Cimarron. And the other one they just put in Henderson on the eastern in St. Rose.
All right. Known as Bar, B-A-R, here in local parlance. Well, that was pretty good. That was an excellent description. I listened to it. I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. So basically what you told me was, and I may be paraphrasing here, so forgive me on the paraphrasing. But what you said was they had sliders. Never heard that before. But the big win is that they also could order sides. Fuck, really? So they basically stole McDonald's idea? All right, well done. Okay, here's how the adults go and eat at a bar. All right. There's a couple places that are outstanding. The first one is Urban Rye, which is on Sahara and Valley View. This is, you're eating at the bar. This is with bartenders who actually know what the hell they're doing. And what's awesome is that they have their happy hour isn't just for drinks. Oh, nay, Family Way. It also is for a great deal or a great number of their menu items. So, for example, the best steamed clams in all of Las Vegas is at Urban Rye. Used to be Triple George. Nope. Urban Rye. So that's very good. But that's not the best. It's better than fucking McDonald's. I'm sorry, bar. Mm. But here's the best. The best is Capo's. Capo's, which is on Sahara and something. I don't know. Jones-ish.
You don't get off Sahara very much, do you?
I don't. They don't let me out much. I have one of those things on my ankle. I'm allowed to go 5 miles outside of my house.
That explains a lot.
Here's why Capo's is great. First, why do you go to a bar? To drink. So they have strong drinks. They drink them like your best friend. You know, I'll say that oftentimes when somebody says, do you want a double with that? I'm like, no. Just pour it like I'm your best friend. Guess what I get? A double every single time. I don't have to
I was
going to
say spit.
But. I don't say that ever. As a matter of fact, I often want to say to guys at Capo's, hey, pump the brakes a little bit. That's probably enough crown in that drink. But here's the best part. Great food, great drinks, and entertainment. Yes, in fact, they do have sides there, so they're trying to catch up with the bar folks. The
Again,
born
talking
raised,
about entertainment in a food category, you just can't
stay on
point.
That's what this
tonight.
Is about. So here we go. The coolest thing to watch at Capo's is watching these guys cook the food. Oh. It is so entertainment. Fire. Pots and pads flying around. Languages that aren't English. Love it.
Oh.
Capo's.
They don't understand employees must wash hands at Capo's, do they? Because Danny in the live chat has just informed me that they hit dirty dining. Apparently not that long ago.
Yeah.
So that they should translate that sign in the restroom, apparently, to some different languages.
Here's what's so ironic about this. Danny, who will be banned from the live chat within 5 minutes from now, loves Capo's. So they make one little mistake. Okay, so they have a little dirt. My guess is that they probably fixed it. So yeah, well, it was a busy day. Back off. Shit happens.
Literally. Apparently it does. Apparently happens in the food.
All right, so it is no possible way that a bar that has sides can be the best place to eat at a bar. And I mean at a bar, like at a bar, not in the tables at a bar. I mean at a fucking bar. That's what I mean. So I'm going to fly. Wow, this is what was the Danny? What did the what was the problem with Capo's? I'm not very happy about this.
When I thought when you invited me on the show today, I did not realize it was going to be all just urine and feces through the whole entire show. I really
nothing wrong with that. Fecal hands. Come on. I haven't been to Google. Oh, shit. I haven't been to. What are the. Okay, never mind. All right. So they got an F?
Oh. F does not stand for first.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to disqualify Capo's because I am being told allegedly that. What the fuck? They got an F? All right. Well, I got to throw them out. All right. So I will concede that it's not Capo's. In fact, of course, it's Urban Rye because you can't. You got it. Look. So if your number one argument is sides, well, I can have French fries. Okay. That's not so great. All right.
Just saying they elevated their game. It's not just about the entree.
Okay, before we wrap up, what did we do? We did pool. We did bar.
Rock club, of which I passed. Rock
club. We did pool. We did buffet. We did amusement park, rock club, and bar to eat. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Wayne.
It's always going to be a winner.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. Do it.
Audio engineers everywhere just had a stroke.
Yes, they should. This is a part of the show where we answer your questions. You're going to send an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. We're not afraid of any question. And as I mentioned in the scene,
not in this episode, we're not.
What? Who? What?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Exactly.
What? I would say that the Xanax hasn't quite kicked in yet. All right, so I will read the guys, and Wayne will read the girls. First question comes from John Herman, who is from New York City. New York City. And he happens to be in the live chat.
How about that?
How about that? John writes, hi, Brett and Scott. Or Scott and...
Yeah, that's close enough.
It's a rounding error, quite frankly. He writes, I'm watching the latest episode of LIV, and I have a question. What is the official LILV policy concerning who reads the questions from transgender fans? In other words, does Brett only read questions from people whose birth certificate says they're female, or will he read a question from, say, Caitlyn Jenner? I'm sure the members of the LGBT community would like to know. John, born with Franks and beans. Herman, who's from New York.
I would love to answer that question, but I didn't get a VVN or an LILV policy manual.
Right.
Turns out I'm not actually an employee here.
Right.
Therefore, no labor laws are apparently being broken with regards to pay or salary.
Here's my thing.
I would say both, right? Both people have to read it.
I think it depends on the font.
Maybe it gets harmonized together.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of a font thing. Mm. If you're doing, first of all, if you write it in Comic Sans, fuck you. We're not going to read your shit because that's the worst goddamn font in the whole world. If you read it in a serif, remember that?
Yeah. I do.
If it's in a serif font, mm-hmm. it's a manly font. I'll read it. Mm-hmm. If it's a sans serif font, kind of pretty, kind of womany, well, you know, the co-host will read it. I think that's fair. Has nothing to do with your Frank and Beans, as was so gracefully put by John. It's more about, you know, what you're projecting to us. Now, if you're in Chicago or if you're in Oregon and you go to school there, you're allowed to go into any bathroom you want now, which might be a little weird. Okay, next question is from Monica Fagan.
Monica writes...
And Monica writes,
"Hi, Scott and Brett. A few podcasts ago, I remember Scott talking about a comedy show he saw at the Foundation Room. I was reading a digital version of Vegas Inc., the May 1st through 7th edition.
Very good.
And came across a coupon page with one of them being two complimentary access passes for Heightened Shenanigans Comedy Night on Friday, May 20th at 9 p.m. Thought you might be interested. Have fun this week. I have to work again. Love you guys and love the podcast. And this one's for Brett. Go Cubbies, laughing out loud, Binky and Bud Fagan."
Binky and Bud. Thank you there, guys. So this was the comedy show that I spoke about that was at the Foundation Room that I said was the best stand-up comedy show I've ever seen in Las Vegas. And I've seen probably... let's go with 1,000 of the damn things.
I've seen two or three.
They're free. I can go to these things anytime. Mm-hmm. This was so funny. So I'm going to say this. If you are in Las Vegas and you see that coupon, take it. But pump the brakes just for a second.
Whoa there.
That's why. You may ask yourself, Scott, when you went to that show, did you pay for it? No. Is that because you're a famous broadcaster? No. Is it because that you have thousands and thousands and thousands of thousands and thousands and thousands of people watching your show? No. Is it because you know entertainers? Yeah, I know them, but no.
Did you get lost?
No. The reason why I saw it for free is because I am a member of House Seats, and it was on House Seats, and that's why I went for free. So the coupon sounds great, but if you're a member of House Seats, keep an eye out, because I went there, and the seating was great. By the way, it's a small, super small room. So I got there. There was really not many people there. I sat right next to the stage, which can be a little problematic with that kind of a thing. I enjoyed it. I will play. You're like I'm a kitten, and you are a ball of fuzz, and I'm going to bat you around. Come at me. But by the end of the show, the back room had 5 deep standing room only.
Wow.
So there was a lot of people, and like I said, it was so and funny. So if you get a chance to go see the comedy show over at Foundation Room, go see it. All right.
Funniest comedy show I ever saw, super quick. I don't even remember the guy's name, but we were so drunk after Esteban. We hung around. I mean, I'm not going to say the alcohol didn't help with some of that laughter.
Do you mean Esteban the comedian? Because
well, that was funny,
that
too.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. No, that guy afterward, Padilla?
Oh, Anthony Padilla.
Yeah.
He's not there anymore.
Mm. I thought he was funny.
He was very funny.
Yeah.
He's good. But I thought
we were 12 drinks in.
I thought the Esteban was pretty funny. Hey, what do you call you? Hey, brother. Hey, dude. What was he?
I think it's brother. Everyone's brother, right?
Yeah.
I think everyone's brother.
This is a true story. Funny story. So we went and saw Esteban. We did a review of it. It was a fascinating show. We do the meet and greet, which I really enjoy meet and greets with people. It's pretty fun. So he's out there with his daughter, and you know they used to have a 5-piece band, and now they have like a 1-8-4.
Harold.
He and his daughter.
Harold from the Juilliard School of Wind Chimes.
Right, and he was the drummer and the PA guy. Welcome everybody to
he was
Esteban.
And the Wind Chimes. Right. Don't forget the Wind
and
Chimes.
He was very good at it. But here's the funny part. So that technique, by the way, mm-hmm. more difficult than it looks.
Mm-hmm. I played wind chimes.
So, well, no one likes a braggart, right? So we're talking to the guy, and Wayne, I used to have it. I think I got rid of it. A signed copy of whatever the hell it was. And he starts to talk to us. And we're like, yeah, Wayne, I'm doing broad Vegas videos. Oh, yeah, I've heard about you. I'm like, you haven't heard about it, as you lying bastard. But I appreciate the stroke. I dig it. You know, read me a little bit. It's funny. Right. And then he starts talking about the place that has the second best pool ever, Tropicana. And he's like, no, they're building a whole new stadium.
All
brand new thing. What do you mean? Yeah, they're redoing the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going
to
be
top to bottom.
How many seats?
It was 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000 seats. I'm like, I know Tropicana well enough. There's two places to play, the lounge and the theater that I think right now Rock of Ages is at.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Jan Reuven isn't there.
Not anymore.
he's making things disappear in a jail cell.
Ow! Shut up. This is going to go on for 20 to life. So you're just going to have to get used to that. So anyway, Esteban's like, no, they're building this stuff, and it's going to make it happen, and it's all fucking right. I'm like, wow, this is pretty interesting. You can't fill the Shimmer showroom. I didn't say that out loud. That was Scott thought.
Mm.
But I'm like, you can't fill the fucking Shimmer showroom. How are you going to put 1,000 people in the seats? But I'm like, hey, I'm there. We'll do it. Fast forward about, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And yep. and God bless his little heart.
He was at the Tropicana.
So I'm like, let's go. And you went with us.
Yep.
With me. We're like, let's go. Check it. Oh, wait a minute. I can hear him already. but we're not in the big thing. Oh, he's in the lounge.
Well, yeah, extended hallway.
Yeah, and where he couldn't fill the Shimmer showroom,
mm-hmm.
Tropicana Lounge, emptier. Fuck.
I mean, there were some people passing through. People need to check their email.
There were some people sitting there,
too. Sit down for a moment.
By the way, it was the best place ever to have a meeting because it was so quiet. If you want to have a business meeting, mm-hmm. we're going to go see Esteban play over at the Trop. But is it going to be loud? There's going to be nobody there. It'll be very, very quiet. And he's mm-hmm. an acoustic guy. Now, he chit-chats a little while, but that's okay.
It drowns like background noise.
That's right. I will say this about him, though. I believe he's probably hung like a horse. Here you go.
Hey, Scott. So last week I received an email letting me know what was happening in Las Vegas, May through September. Stunned to see in the listing Coldplay at the T-Mobile Arena on September 1st. More surprised, I got tickets for us. What has the feedback been about the arena? Seen some of the Killers opening concert on YouTube, but that's not the same as being there. Is the reaction good? What are the amenities like inside? We loved the video you did of the park. Can you tell us more about the venue? TripAdvisor reviews are mixed.
Hmm.
Many thanks. It's still all wrapped up against the cold in Northeast Scotland. Laura.
Okay. So I will begin by saying I have not been to the T-Mobile place.
I have not either.
Here's what I've heard, though. Really, literally, nothing but good things.
Yeah.
It means, people were kind of gunning for this. I was. Kind of. I'm like, do we really need another fucking arena?
No, we need another stadium.
That's a whole
lot. Got to get the Raiders here.
I said, so I'm like, I don't really know that I need to talk about, or I need to, I think that another arena is good. And I bitched about parking long before it was built, and I happened to be right. But so here's what I'm hearing. It is outstanding. Great line of sight to the stages, great amenities, great sound. I have not heard one bad thing other than parking. And even the parking thing, I think for a while people were thinking you're going to get screwed for parking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at those places. And basically parking for T-Mobile, the best parking place for T-Mobile is at the New York public or the parking garage. It's literally right next door. The escalator that comes down dumps you off into Toshiba Plaza, which is right in front of the T-Mobile arena. So what ends up, though, is that actually that's not what's happening. If it's the regular time of the day, parking so far has been free. There's been no problem with that.
They're installing those machines, though. I've seen pictures.
And I mentioned that when I first went there to do that tour of the park, they had the machines there, but the arms were up. And they had signs everywhere saying, don't forget your ticket. I'm like, I actually talked to a guy. I'm like, I didn't get my ticket. I just drove right by. Didn't know I was supposed to get a ticket. I said, no, we don't have to do that yet. You're okay. Great. So
if you have a Buick, it just opens right up. You go right in.
Because we're very classy. I got to tell you something. Well, I'll tell you offline. I'm looking forward to, there's nothing there that I've seen so far that I wanted to go. You may say, wait a minute, you're kind of a rock guy. Didn't you want to see Guns N' Roses? No, here's why. That fucker takes 2 hours to get up on stage. That shit pisses me off more than her and...
He had a broken foot, too, and he still went on.
Yeah, great. Two hours later.
He was late, yeah.
So what he did was he must have taken that fucking wheelchair from L.A. and to get to Las Vegas. Yeah. That shit pisses me off more than anything else. It's so disrespectful. But I've heard, again, I've heard good things about the people who've played there. I think Billy Joel was there. It looks like a good place. Once a good band plays it that I want to go, I will absolutely be there, and I'll tell you guys all about it.
You know, Ted in Vegas, he doesn't call it the park. You know what he calls it?
I don't. The pay-to-park.
Pay-to-park.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ted Newkirk. By the way, I wouldn't go... never mind. Coldplay, fuck.
I like Coldplay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What was the... If Prince was the best... halftime show you ever saw, what was the worst? Answer, Coldplay.
No.
It was the worst goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life.
No.
Really?
It was worse.
Did you watch that halftime show?
The one just last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't. There's worse.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the best part of that halftime show with Coldplay? Just what's your favorite part?
Well, they did some duets.
Was that your favorite part? Not the band, but when they had to bring somebody else on? That was the best part? Really, seriously.
I like Coldplay. I'm an average middle-class white guy. That's right in my wheelhouse.
Okay. The best part of that halftime show was the fucking third quarter. All right. It's horrible. All right. From Stuart. Stuart wrote me a nice message, and I just wanted to read it out loud because it was the sweetest goddamn thing I've ever read in my life. I don't get him much love. Clearly, look at this guy. He's like, what am I going to have? Stuart writes, while as we all do are wishing a speedy recovery or return for your Had a Mate Brett and a revision to the Duopod, get that? Duopod. I have to congratulate you on holding the fort solo and giving us as much entertainment as a monopod. Listening to many podcasts as I do, yes, I am a pod whore, but it's my only vice. There are very few solos that work. It's an art and a skill to hold an audience on your own, and not something many people can do as apparently effortlessly and successfully as you. Your professionalism and experience shines through. Anyways, enough of the back padding. Look forward to seeing you guys both in a couple weeks, Stuart. Thank you very much, Stuart. I thought that was super nice of you. I've gotten some very friendly feedback on doing this solo show, and I appreciate it. I will say this, it is not effortless. There is a great deal of work. If you are a co-host, you walk in.
Late sometimes.
Just hang out.
After the show started sometimes. Yeah.
But the truth is, I begin prepping for the show at 3 o'clock for a 7 o'clock show. So it's 4 hours of prep. And then after the show, I'm usually up until about 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's what makes you a consummate professional.
And that's it. So, but it was very, very nice of Stuart. Stuart's a good man.
I mean, I figure between what we're, you know, you take your salary divided by the hour and my salary here divided by the hour. And,
you win. I'm just telling you, you're winning. All right.
He makes me pay retail value on these to the IRS. I get 1099'd at the end of the year.
You make it sound like a bad thing. Okay, time for real quick stories. First of all, again, thanks to Neil and Sarah for playing along in the opening video. We've gotten a number of those coming in now, so thanks, everybody, for doing that. I really, really appreciate you doing this. Here's how you can send an opening video, an introductory video. Take your phone. Remember, portrait, bad. This way. Landscape, good. And you're going to do it like this. Hey, I'm Dave Smith.
You want a better phone?
Yeah.
For example?
Speaking of the elitist, yeah, would you like this fucking walled garden phone that no one can actually use for? I want to plug it into my computer and use it as a hard drive. No, you can't do that. Why? Oh, you have to have iTunes to work. Yeah, take this piece of shit away from me. Landscape is how you want to do it. Here's what you're going to say. Hi, I'm Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois, and you're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network, and then something funny if you'd like. Send it in to onairq@livinginlv.com and we'll put you on the big show as well. Okay, congratulations are in order. You're looking at an official foster parent.
I am. I've got the badges to prove it. They say you don't need no stinking badges, but it turns out legally you kind of do.
It is. So congratulations on that.
Thank
now,
you.
Do you know when you first will learn about, I mean, I don't, how does it work now? Do you... Is it a menu item?
Just like they tell you, just wait by the phone. Don't call us. We'll call you.
I call you and go, okay, we've got like a three-year-old boy.
Well, if you were going to just straight up foster care, yes. Obviously, we're looking, if you saw the show 4 weeks ago, like I did, we're looking to adopt only. So we should get assigned a worker that's going to call us up. We'll meet with them and go over our situation, our working hours, you know, children they have in the system right now, and kind of see what we think, you know, would work out best for everyone. If it was foster care, absolutely. My wife Hannah is still in contact with some people that we took some of those classes with.
Right.
And literally the people didn't even know they were licensed. They got a phone. One woman got a phone call. Hey, we have twins that were just born. Can you come get them?
Really?
Wow. So yeah, that's how that works on the foster care side. We're still patiently waiting by the phone on the adoption side. So,
well, good for you, man.
We'll see what happens.
I sent you that email, right? That really long email.
You did. Okay. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was. Okay. So next up, Station Casinos, which is actually not a station, called Station Casinos anymore. They're now called Red Rock Resorts, Inc. Mm-hmm. These kids went out and bought Palms for $312.5 million.
Well, you know what they're doing. This is a trying to keep up with the Joneses moment. Mm. Because you've got Boyd. Boyd, yep. Boyd just went out, bought themselves Aliante Station and the Canneries. So they get North Side and East Side because everybody knows Boulder Highway is really where you want to be.
I will say the Aliante Hotel or casino is a pretty nice casino. I think it got a little raped by
you know what I've
the
heard?
Economy.
I've heard the clientele has really gone downhill there.
No, I'm not surprised by that. I mean, it was a $660 million casino. It was 2/3 the cost of Red Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived up there.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like a mini Red Rock. It has the same general design look of it. So it's a nice casino. We liked that casino. I mean, we went there all the time for, you know, restaurants and movies and bars and all that kind of shit. So, yeah, right. So those guys bought that and the cannery. So the West Cannery I know about is a pretty decent place. I've never been to the East Cannery.
You know, it's your typical – it's newer than the North Side one. But it's situated right there on Boulder Highway, which is weird because two casinos up is Sam's Town, which Boyd also owns.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to spin off one of those casinos, sell one of them. Boyd is really big and bullish on the North Las Vegas market.
Mm.
So that was a priority for them to get those two assets.
Yeah.
But then to keep up with them, Stations, you know, flush with that IPO cash, burning a hole in their pocket, goes out and
so they got about $500 million in the IPO.
I think 520 is what I saw in the paper.
So let's take 60% of that and buy us a casino. Somebody, actually a live chat question asked about this. So we already had it up in the RQS. But they asked you my opinion on that. And I thought it was a perfectly timed question. I was driving down Flamingo, I think it was last weekend, and drove by Palms. And it's looking old. It's looking tired. You know, the paint, like for instance, their big swooshy sign.
Mm-hmm.
In the daytime, it's faded. It's faded. At nighttime, you can't tell because all the neon lights are on. I'm like,
it's not as bad as Rio. Harris has let Rio go way.
Yeah, and I've heard that as well. But they're right across the street. But so maybe they're kind of actually reflecting each other. So I'm walking. I drove by. This is. I really think somebody needs to come and rescue this place. Somebody needs to get serious. Melissa said the same thing about Rio. You know, actually, she did, but also somebody in the live chat said that either they got to cut bait or actually work on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Stations, or in this case, Red Rock Resorts, has come in, I think it's good because the Palms is a really interesting property. It is, I mean, it's not, it used to be kind of a hot place when, you know, MTV's, what you call it, was there. Mm-hmm. And the young kids were all hanging out there. I think a lot of the shine has come off that property from that perspective. I think actually it is a pseudo locals casino now.
This is the biggest problem why it was for sale. It's got an identity crisis.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't know whether it wants to be Southern California hipster MTV crowd.
Which it did in the beginning.
Or if it wants to be blue-haired, middle-of-the-day locals crowd.
Right, right. I agree.
They've had issues. You know, they lost the affiliation with Playboy Club.
Yeah.
So that logo came off the side of the building.
Yeah.
They closed all the clubs upstairs. They had three clubs up there. Moon, where the roof opens. Rain, and another place called the View Room or something like that. Those are all gone.
Where's the Ghost Bar? That's up there.
Ghost Bar is still up there.
Okay, yeah.
But it's more of a loungey. I think they serve food. It's a restaurant as well.
Yeah.
But as far as just their clubs, they've been shut down for quite a while.
So, I mean, so Stations has been up and down. They were killing it. You know, they're one of the strongest local casinos here. They have some great. I mean, Red Rock is a, I don't know, it's a triple diamond.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful property. It's a great. It's a $1 billion property.
Mm-hmm.
Phase 1 billion. They've spent an additional multi-$1 billion there for phase 2, but it's a beautiful property. That is without question the peak of what a local casino anywhere in the country is.
Yep.
You go to Red Rock and go, oh, well, fuck, that's how you do that. How much?
Yeah.
Did you say $1 billion? Mm-hmm. You mean billion with a B? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was, you know, phase 1. It's great. Now, and then, you know, Stations had some problem. They, you know, they went bankrupt. Ask Zoe Bowie. He got screwed because, you know, they were like, we love you, you know, Chris, but we haven't got any money.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they're coming back, and that's, you know, from a local's perspective, I want everybody to win.
Yep.
I want everybody to do well. I want the Boyds and the Stations and the, I don't care. I just want everybody to make money.
The problem is, you know, when Boyds and Stations do best, when the Strip does well.
Oh, that makes sense, right?
Because it's a trickle-down economy.
Sure, sure, sure. I get that. Okay, that makes sense. So I'm hoping that they get in there and actually make a decision. Mm-hmm. And I think the decision will be hard to say, we're going to make this a locals, because the allure of the tourist thing is a pretty sexy allure. You know, and when they were hot, when Palms was hot, there was nobody hotter. I mean, people were staying at Palms.
Mm-hmm.
People were going, you know, we're hanging out at MGM and getting a goddamn cabin heading down to Palms because it was, for a while, it was the shit. It was one of the coolest things going on, and then it just kind of went sideways. So I hope they get it done. All right. Had a meeting. Look at this. Do, 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 do. Had the distinct pleasure of meeting some Brits. Here you see me with Steven and Sue. And sadly, crippled Gene Simmons in the upper left corner.
Yeah. Is that a Rascal scooter?
It is a scooter. I don't recognize the model. Apparently you do. But God bless them. What nice couple. And here's why you want to know they're nice. First, they didn't make fun of Gene Simmons. And who wouldn't, given the fact that he's in a... By the way, this guy who was doing that was sitting in his scooter smoking a butt. So he's in his circle of silence, which they have now all over Fremont Street. So he's in his circle of silence. He's an official guy. He's in his scooter. He's fully made up, smoking a butt. I'm like, oh, man, you're not getting the tips, huh? Can't figure that out. Idiot. What happened to Paul Stanley? Where is he? So anyways, so I meet Steven and Sue. They are Brits. They are, like I said, sweetest, nicest couple. And the best part about Haddam, by the way, is two things. A, meeting great people, and B, gifts. So they gave me this. I'm talking about probably the most dedicated Haddam person I've ever met. And I've met some very lovely people. Don't you, if you're a Haddam guy, I love you. New bar. they flew this thing. This thing weighs about, let's go, 50 pounds. They flew this all the way from the UK, from Herefordshire, which I'm probably misspelling. This is the William Chase Great Britain Extra Dry Gin. They flew this from across the Big Lake just to give to me.
Wow.
Is that nice?
That's nice.
And it's got a bow.
What do they call it?
A Union Jack.
Mm-hmm.
They got a Union Jack bow on that thing. Is that nice?
It's beautiful.
I love that. We're going to have a shot.
Let's do it. Okay. I'm honored. Thank you, Scott.
Say
and who? What was their names?
Sue and Steven.
Sue and Steven. Fantastic.
Oh, I left my shot glasses in the...
I will let you know what this is like in the event that Scott comes up with shot glasses.
We're going to have to wing it.
Oh. I'm sure what that this is. Won't oh, go wrong.
I know what to do. We'll use your cap from your giant Mickey's. That's perfect.
This is going
to
go well.
My military background allows me to think on my feet.
Good job leaving the camera on you, by the way, when you weren't there.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
If that ever happens again,
Technical Director's Fire.
All right. Oh, jeez Louise.
Oh, this will be good.
Oh, man, no, that's really good.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a very, so, you know, people get picky about vodka. It's stupid. All vodka is the same. I don't care what it is. It's all fucking vodka. Gin, on the other hand, it matters.
This is good.
Do you like gin?
I don't know. I'll tell you after I try it.
Here, help yourself. That's really fucking good. God damn it. That's a real problem for me. I used to, when I order the nectar of gods is Tanqueray and tonic. Now it's going to have to be William and tonic. No one's going to know what the fuck I'm talking about. Way to go, Steven. Way to go, Sue. Wow, that's
that
really
good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Whew. Man, thank you so much, you guys. A, for bringing a 400-pound bottle of gin, but B, it's actually good gin as opposed to the shit stuff that I often drink. Okay, finally, those of you who follow me on the Facebook, you'll know that I went and saw Frankie Moreno at his new property over at Planet Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And, I did. You tried to tease us. You said you'd have the review up. I couldn't wait. So I had to ask you hot or horrible.
You did.
I was hoping you'd respond how Melissa usually did, which is I'll give
A+.
It a 7.
And she goes A++ is her joke. So I went and saw him.
But you said hot. So here we go.
Yeah. So here's the thing with Frankie. I am not going to review it tonight. Here's why. It's a great show. There's a lot of good stuff on there, and I have a lot to say about it. But I had an opportunity to talk to Frankie on Monday. So he and I it was just a fascinating. We probably talked for an hour, and we had the opportunity to talk. I asked him a little bit about the show, and also his opinion on just entertainment overall in Vegas. And it was a fascinating conversation. Super opinionated stuff. And what's happening in his show, fascinating. For instance, the investment in this show at Planet Hollywood is in the multi-millions of dollars. It's unbelievable what's going on there. But the fact that he has got such opinions about the entertainment business, I thought was fascinating. So we've got, you know, a couple of things, you know, in the deal, but one of the things that he wants to do is come on this show here. And so we're trying to work out his schedule where we can get him on the show on the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And I'm going to spend, you know, a solid hour just talking to Frankie because his background is pretty crazy. He's arguably one of the most talented guys I've ever seen from a musical perspective. And again, super opinionated about what's working and what's not working in Las Vegas. He has an attitude, a thought about how stuff is working here that is a little surprising to me. I didn't really think he would have that opinion, but he does. So we're hoping to work this out. He really wants to do it. I would really like to have him on the show. We'll keep you up to date. The fact that I actually mentioned this out loud probably means it's not going to work. But mm-hmm. Okay.
You'll be stuck with me.
Yeah. Then I'm going to put you in tight pants and have you sing Moon Knight.
All right.
A little Moon Knight matinee. Here's a little bit of Frankie.
Can I get a Casio keyboard?
No, you can have whatever you want. You're an American now. There's a little bit of Frankie for you right there. Let's which one is this? Oh, that's a great song.
By your side, being led down the red carpet ride. Kiss me, the night is far.
Guys, one of the best.
Red carpet ride. I could do that impression.
One of the best songwriters I've ever heard. He does that. Well, I won't give you any more. He did. There's one piece in his show that stunned me, just stunned me. All right, live chat questions. This is the part where we get the live chat involved. They ask a question, we answer it. If we don't know the answer, hell, we make it up.
Yeah.
And there is no topic off limits. I don't care what you ask me, I'm going to tell you what it is.
Especially
okay.
In this episode.
Right, here we go. Jimmy's, this actually came from last week. Jimmy asks, were there ever plans to put that monorail down the middle of the strip?
I've always said, I'm not Jimmy, I didn't submit that question. That's what they should have done.
The question is, was there plans?
No.
That's a two-part question. Yeah, there were plans.
Never formal.
That's right. So having a plan and having a big boy plan, an adult plan, are two very different things.
A lot of people have plans here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Not all of them can pay for them.
No, fuck, nobody can. Well, I would say about 90% can't pay for him. Hey, I have this idea. What? I want to put a monorail. Oh, you're one of those fuckers. Get out of my studio. Okay. So, yeah. And anybody or most people will say to you, hey, that's a great idea. And if it's like, you know, above the ground thing, It is a great idea. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it's. I mean, there's talk about doing another thing to the airport. Great idea. Now it used
well, the
to
big
be,
battle now is light rail or over expressway flyover.
Right. Now, if you would have said this a year ago, I'd have said it's not going to happen because the mafia. I'm sorry, the taxi authority is so powerful, ain't shit going to happen.
Hmm. You're also the guy that said the Raiders weren't coming. So
now, hold on. Yeah, there's a lot of weird shit going on. I may have to do a new show called Living in Austin because this is some crazy shit going on here. But the truth of the matter is the taxi authority has lost a lot of their power. You know, Uber came in here, Lyft came in here, and they've changed everything. And if I were a taxi guy, I'd be scared to death. Taxi business in Los Angeles off 25% because of Lyft and because of Uber. I expect the same thing is happening as well. As a matter of fact, one of the local stations here, ABC, CBS, NBC, just did a Uber versus Lyft versus taxi. I haven't seen the show. My guess is it's probably not great for the taxi guys. So it's
okay,
a great
Fox News.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it, but
that's, yeah,
let me summarize what happens in there.
Actually,
I'm sure
that's a good point. I don't know. I could be wrong. So yeah, here's the one thing I would like for them not to do. Let's say all this happens. I would like for them not to stop driving down the strip. One of the great things for a tourist is to drive into the city
and
before you go to your casino, but you go to your hotel, you drive down the strip. It is one of the best parts of coming to Vegas. So I would really be unhappy if they said, yeah, we're going to make it a walkway like Fremont Street Experience.
You know what would be good? What if they put like a San Francisco cable car down the middle?
Hmm. I think it's an interesting idea, but I don't like. I want to be able to drive down the strip, and it's hard to drive down the strip today.
It's very hard.
But it's not. It's but if you're a tourist and you're just doing this, the slow traffic actually is to your benefit.
It is because everyone's doing that.
Yeah. No local drives down the strip.
Well, unless you've got a guest in there.
But even then, I can get to pretty much any casino on the strip without driving down the strip.
No, I'm saying when we pick up people from out of town, I mean, we drive up the strip.
But yeah, oh, to show them.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 for sure. That makes you look like, hey, I'm the fucking badass local. Right. Let me show you a couple cool things. A lot of people don't know this, but that chocolate Hershey guy, somebody jumped off that fucker and died. But it was a joke. Didn't really happen. But so I hope they don't ever
they jumped off the parking garage next door.
They jumped off the Cosmo. Okay. All right. Gregor wants to know, what are the odds of an NHL team coming to Vegas?
100%.
Yeah, I think actually it's going to happen.
Mm. So, I would peg hockey at 100 and football at 70.
So the hockey, I think you're right. And Brett was the same way. He's like, hockey's coming. It's going to happen. What's fascinating is if you've lived here for any amount of time, this switch is unbelievable. It's just so fascinating to go, okay, you guys, nobody, no professional team, organization wanted to have anything to do with Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then meanwhile, you know, NFL is playing at London Stadium and they're taking bets at the fucking stadium.
Right. Mexico City, same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So all of a sudden, these people are like, well, okay, you know, maybe we should pump the brakes a little bit on that and allow this. So I think you're right. I think hockey happens. I'm not a big fan of the NFL concept. I don't like the idea, even if it's tourists paying for this. I don't like that. They're already being charged enough. We can charge people out of this town. It can happen.
Absolutely.
So if you keep pissing off tourists and you keep saying, oh yeah, yeah, this is a SET tech and a SEY tech and a MY thing and you don't know what the hell they are, eventually you go, you know what? If I don't know what it is, I'm not gonna fucking eat it. Right, so I'm not going to do it. I think that's, for instance, there's a lot of people who won't go to like Hex or a lot of the CET the Caesars Entertainment properties because they've added this other tax, which is basically just more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bullshit tax, mm-hmm. And so there's this railing of people saying, "Fuck this! I'm not going to go to Hex or I'm not going to go to that beer garden up there because of that." And I kind of get it. I understand the argument. So I don't like the idea of doing that. I like the idea of what actually happened. Here's why I don't hate T-Mobile. You know who paid for T-Mobile? Businesses paid T-Mobile. For fucking T-Mobile.
Yeah.
Well, T-Mobile. So MGM and AEG or whoever it was, these guys paid. They paid it for out of their pocket, and they're going to get all the money as a result. That's the way it's supposed to work. Understand the business plan? Figure it out. God bless your little heart. Do it. I don't like charging people, especially in a town that's still trying to figure shit out. And we're, you know, we're still trying to figure some shit out. So that doesn't make me very happy. All right.
Don't you feel bad? I feel a little bad for hockey, though, because there was such a fervor, you know, oh, they did a season ticket drive. And now it's getting to that point.
Plus people.
I know.
It was crazy.
And it's getting to the point now where I think in the next week to two, they're going to announce that Vegas is getting a hockey team. And here comes the Raiders and just rains on that parade. And now everyone's like, oh, we could have football.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. I get that.
What's been in the newspaper all the time recently?
Oh, yeah, the guy with the bowl haircut.
Yep.
Which somebody needs to take him aside. Like, he's a perfect example of rich guys don't get told no. Yeah. Hey, what's his name? Davis.
Mark Davis.
Mark. Hey, Mark, can I just pull you aside for a second? Hey, real quick, I dig what you're doing with the whole NFL thing. God bless you. How's the winning record? It doesn't matter about that. Do you own a mirror? Well, it's a reflective thing that allows you to see yourself.
Scott, that's why he's rich. He saves money on haircuts.
Yeah, he sure is fucked up. And the bowl that you got, was it Tupperware? Or was it the Cool Whip fucking bowl that you put over your head? Yeah. I mean, holy shit, pal. Go ahead. You know what? Captain Kangaroo called. He wants his fucking haircut back.
Yeah, but you know what? Look at Sheldon Adelson, the richest man in Nevada, and he looks like a wreck, too.
Yeah, but he looks like an old wreck. This guy looks like, well, he looks like he should be hanging out with the magician at Tropicana. Nothing liable there. Okay. We kind of talked to the monorail already. Steve wants to know, Danny wants to know, best Chinese food restaurant in Las Vegas. Do you have an opinion on that?
There's a little hole in the wall place by our house that I like, but I mean, as far as like fans like on the strip or something, I don't.
Actually, my favorite is P.F. Chang's. I really like P.F. Chang's. It's good food, good drinks, great service. I've never had a bad experience at P.F. Chang's. Well, once Melissa got sick, she almost died. Other than that, she's allergic to shellfish and she was a little thing. But
P.F. Chang's is not Chinese.
It's Chinese enough.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Jackie. So you tell me your favorite. Actually, what's the Chinese place at Aria? I forget the name of that one. Jackie will know.
Danny wants to know where, because...
listen to these people. Good grief, Scott. You all fucking elitists. Jesus Christ.
My hole-in-the-wall place, Danny, is on Stephanie in American Pacific.
Blossom. Oh, shit. Is lemongrass Chinese? Yes, stop. I'm wrong. Lemongrass is the best Chinese. You're right. God damn it. I should remember that. Lemongrass is the best Chinese restaurant in Las Vegas. That is at Aria. Very good. Well done. God damn it, Jackie. Well done. Well done, Jackie. Steve wants to know, will Lucky Dragon open? This is the casino being built in the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara. It started with great fanfare, as in people were like, well, shit, something's being built again. What the hell's going on here? And it went up and 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 up. And then it stopped for a while. And then they went out and said, we don't have any money. We'd like for the city or the government or the county to pay for it.
Well, they want a tax abatement.
Well, yeah. And then the city government, whatever, said,
right.
God bless your little heart. Not no, not hell no, but fuck no. We're not paying for that. Figure it out yourself. We've done this shit. It didn't work last time.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
They've never done it. That was their argument. They've never given a casino a tax abatement.
Yes. Right.
So why would they start now?
So what? Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Come on, it's not like they're a football team that wants a stadium.
Yeah, right. So here's the deal. This was just in the news this week, and apparently they've announced, which doesn't mean shit, but they have announced that they have all the funding required to finish the
crazy
building.
Crazy how that happened.
Yeah. So I don't know. This is another one of those properties that is very reliant on foreign income.
It's going to be Chinese primarily geared. The signs are going to be in Chinese first and then English in little letters underneath it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
They're going to have the only high tea room, formal high tea room in Las Vegas.
Fascinating.
Yeah. All the number, the signs are, everything Chinese.
Okay. Robin Pittsburgh wants to know how we're doing on time. We'll do one more. Robin Pittsburgh wants to know top two or three budget resorts on the strip. Tropicana, they've got a rectangle pool.
You know what I have? What gets good reviews? I've never stayed there, but let me tell you what gets good reviews that you would never think of.
Polo Club.
Casino Royale.
What?
Yeah.
Never would have guessed that.
Yeah. It's a Best Western branded hotel that they're connected to.
Oh, you're right.
If you look on Yelp or TripAdvisor,
yeah,
it gets good reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Best Western is a decent hotel. I mean, it's not a strip hotel, but it's a decent hotel. So I would say, I'll go with Casino Royale. You know, Stratosphere. Remember when we stayed that one night?
We did. Yeah.
It was nice of them.
That's
to,
not budget though. That's a resort.
Well, no, it was pretty cheap.
There's a difference
actually,
between budget
whole,
and lower market.
Well, their whole advertising right now is all about the budget play. They are They're spending a fuckload of money saying, you know, we're not about this. We're not about the strip. We're not about the high end shit. We're just like you. They're really pitching the shit out of that. So I would say they're in the budgety kind of thing. I mean, I won't get derogatory, but yes. So we stayed there. The room that I stayed in, this was a couple of years ago. It was all right. It was okay.
It was fine.
It was passable. If you're doing budget, you're not looking for an Aria room. You're not looking for a high end style Venetian-y kind of Mirage, or not Mirage, but Encore Wynn. That's not gonna happen. But here's the real thing. It depends on when you're gonna be here too. You can get some rooms here in some decent hotels for less than $100 for sure, less than $50 sometimes, depending on when you're coming here. So
plus resort fee and 14% hotel tax.
That's okay.
2% Raider tax.
I think I call it that. Raider tax. Go Raiders, black and white, whatever they're called. All right, let's have a drink. Come on. All right, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. It's part of the show where I show you a bar or a pub, maybe a lounge, that I have been to.
Do you give clues after you show the picture?
Almost every time.
Oh, I can't wait for these.
Right. Now, if you want to send in your entry, you do so by sending an email to where?
Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
That's right, it's Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Now, there are many ways to win this game. Here's how you have a chance to win. You're going to send in your entry for the correct guess. If it's correct, that's one entry into this super powerful hat. Show them the hat.
Show them the hat, he says.
There it is.
Yeah.
What if I want to have more entries than just one?
Take it right off of Indiana
I like
Jones
that about you. I've always liked that about you. Here's how you do that. If you are the very first person to give us a correct answer, we will double your entries. We'll give you another one. But wait, is there another way?
I think there's 13 more.
If you're in the live chat, starting to feel that way. I forget one almost every show. If you're in the live chat and you have submitted a correct answer, we double your entries. Is there more ways?
Oh, yes.
Of course there is.
Oh, yes.
If you show the Gajazzathon CD, or one of the Chris McCoustic CDs, in the wild, but you have to be in the picture. So, for example, hey, there's us in Russia. Or, hey, there's us having a baby get born.
On an iPhone.
Yeah. There's no accounting for taste. If you show it in the wild, we'll give you another option or another play as well. Now, you may ask yourself, but Scott, what can you win? Well, see, that's a reasonable question. I've always liked that about you. You ask the tough questions. Here's what you can win.
Do you like headwear? Do you not like the sun? If so, and you answered yes to either one of those questions, you could get yourself a Vegas Video Network visor, custom hand-stitched by some migrant workers in Bangladesh.
No, that's not where they're done. It's in, like, New Hampshire. I spent a shitload of those. Please continue on.
Do you still have a CD player around your house?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, look at you.
Well, look at you.
You can take one of these three CDs and put it in there. Chances are it will play, and you will be soothed by the dulcet tones.
The last three people, two of them, took a CD, so tell him to fuck off. Or
Scott will let you sip gifted gin out of the cap.
Out of a Mickey's wide mouth cap. That seems like a good deal, right?
Yeah.
Feels like it is to me.
Boy, the budget's really gone downhill since 4 weeks ago.
I'm trying to keep the cost down. That's my job. Now, you may be saying to yourself, wait a minute, Scott, that whole visor thing, that's fascinating. Is there any value to the visor? Oh, you mean from the, is the word sartorial? which means clothing. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a sartorial vibe. I think that's the word. Mm-hmm. You wear that thing. You used to wear it all the time.
I don't wear
it anymore.
You know why?
I don't.
It wore out.
Really?
Yeah. I literally wore it out.
I will give you an exchange on that.
Okay.
You got to bring it in, though.
I will absolutely bring it in.
Now, if you bring it in with fucking tire tracks, like you just ran it over here, so I'm going to think that you actually wore that fucking thing. I'm going to be really angry.
Absolutely not. It is on my coat rack at home by the door. I could have the wife take a picture right now.
But really? Okay, fair.
It's.
Here's why you get the visor. Yes, it makes you look groovy. Yes, it's pretty sexy.
It's comfortable.
Yes, it's comfortable.
It's cotton.
It's breathable. Cotton. It's
stitching. The problem, though, is it gets right up in the air.
Yeah, but that makes it look like you're kind of the shit, like you're happening. You're like, yeah, I've had this thing long enough. I didn't get it brand new. I'm a believer. I'm in it.
I thought it started to make me look homeless.
Well, I'd have to see that. But here's the real reason why you get this visor. It transforms you. It makes you somebody new, somebody better. Sorry, I'm just being honest. It turns you into a part of the galaxy of God. There's Rob and Glenn. There's Jimmy, who used to be with a mafia. There's Rob and his wife. And there is Stuart and Vicky and Bob. They have a talk show. There's Craig and there is Michael and Scott. There's Shanna Chan. There's Alan and his better half, Aaron. Here they are at a nudist colony. There is Pops and Sammy and Scott.
Oh, fuck. Really?
No, they're not.
Oh, I'm going to do that again. What the fuck happened?
They're in Scott's mind.
There it is. Oh, that sucks. Thanks for showing me. It's Rob and Glenn. I'll go faster. Rob, I'll skip ahead. All these. Thanks for getting me that about halfway through, you fucking pain in my ass. All right, Nudist Colony, and then there's Pops. That was pretty funny. Good Lord. Good thing you don't have to be smart to run your own company. Jesus Christ. There's Jimmy and Scott and Jackie. Welcome back. And Shan, I'm sorry. There's Christina, who has babies because of my music. And then there's Brett's dad and Don and a dog. There's Wayne, whose visor looks pretty good. Again. And Mike. Oh, is there more? There is. And then there's Danny, who has 15 visors because she keeps losing them. And of course, there's Brett. All right. That was pretty neat.
That was a good time. Okay. I asked you, do those come in silver and black?
Comes in khaki.
Oh.
And red.
Because when the Raiders come in town, I'm going to need it silver and black.
Fuck me. All right, here we go.
I've only got like 37 post-it notes. You got another sticky?
Let's not be bitchy about how much people love us. We had 25 of 26. Congratulations, everybody. That's a percentage of about 45%. I'm very impressed with you. Here is last week's Have a Drink on Me. Boop. This is where I don't show anything and think I did show it. The clues were Alibi at Aria, Alibi at Aria, and Alibi at Aria. So those of you who got it correctly, congratulations. Those of you who didn't, sorry.
Were those really the clues?
Alibi. No, of course they're not the clues.
Oh, because I wouldn't have surprised me if they were.
All right. You done? We're taking resumes. Resumes for new co-hosts. Co-hosts who aren't so bitchy and complaining. And who don't think a rectangle pool is the best pool in Las Vegas. Jesus Christ.
Be prepared to be $10.99 for the retail value of the beer.
That's insane. But okay, break that up here. Here, put that down there so we can put it there. So
Right.
Okay, here we go. We got that? Okay, here we go. Number one. Okay, can we push that back just a hair?
We can do whatever you want.
Move yours down so I can take a look at the live chat while it's going on so I can keep track of what's going on. All right, here we go. Let's get this party started. That was clean, right? Okay, Michael Snow, Chicago Snowman. He's in the live chat. 1-4, the correct answer. Chicago Snowman, 1-4, being in the live chat. Michael Lazowski, Mad Chipmunk. Guess what? He's in the live chat. 1-4, the correct answer. Mad Chipmunk. Now, we had Lazowski, and then, testing my ability to read multisyllabic last names, we have Michael Jerzewski from Exonia, Wisconsin.
You get the same grade on that as Capos does for their sanitation.
Jesus. I'm a little disappointed in that. It makes me not want to go there again. Okay, so that pisses me off a little bit. Craig Daughtry. Craig is a previous winner. Craig is also known as Vegas Doc 222. Craig D is in the live chat. He gets 1 for the correct answer, 1 for being in the live chat. Kevin Whip from Connecticut, often referred to as Canada. Welcome back, Kevin. John Herman. John is from New York City. New York City. He was in the live chat, but we may have made him leave. Let's just double check. I don't see him in there. Nope. One for the correct answer. Okay. Next up, we've got Chelsea Shotness from Wisconsin. Chelsea and her husband, you'll see him a little bit later. And by the way, if you're a married couple and watching, use your cranium. Instead of just sending in one, nay, one for the wife, one for the husband. The Perrys have been doing this for so long. They have the entire wardrobe. They have every one of my CD. As a matter of fact, they're moving in next week because I've got nothing else to give them.
This is like the arcade. You get to trade all up for the for the big prize.
All the tickets, and you get a plushie, a big plushie. He's from Wisconsin. That's Chelsea. There he goes. Actually, I think they're both in there. So there is one of them is in there. They're both in there. We're going to give one of them a devil. We'll give Chester a devil. So write Chester for the devil. All right. Next up, Erin Perry. Erin Perry is the gal who creates magic. She did this. By the way, I am now Erin's agent. So if you want to get one of these, I'm only taking 20%, which seems fair to me.
Yeah, you're lowballing yourself.
I know, right?
You're worth at least 21.
Right, Jim Cawley. I don't think Jim's in the live chat. We've got Robert C., Rob 068 Pittsburgh. Who hangs out in the live chat, which is there. So Robo 68, one for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. We got a huge live chat crowd.
Well, word leaked out on Twitter I was going to be here. Right.
And here's the other shotness. It's Barb. We've already given her a double there, so she gets one double. Now, if you both log in separately, I'd give you both a double. That's how we play here, but you only get one. All right, Jim Gallagher, Jimmy 2Gs. Jimmy 2Gs, of course, is his mafia name. Which is why I hope he wins. He's in the live chat, by the way, Jimmy 2Gs. Boink. And then we have two laptops, but it's one thing. Come on, quit debating me for fuck's sake. And then we've got Monica Fagan, who often goes by the handle Binky. She's not in this week. She's probably basking in the glory of all of her victories. Okay, keep going on. Gregor Tappa. Gregor is in the live chat. There he is. And Gregor writes, what's that? Oh, flying to Las Vegas on Sunday, my gift to mom, getting away from her. So apparently Gregor has a restraining order against him from his mom. What are you Nothing wrong with that. Shit happens. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Gary Romberg, nickname, Mr. Testy. He writes, hope Brett is on the improve. Agreed. Penny Gregory, Penny writes, I really enjoyed the show this week. Praying for Brett. Thank you. Michael B. from Chicago, he writes, thanks as always. Thank you. Steve I., the wise guy. Steve is always in the live chat, one of the first guys in the live chat. He's been watching the show since it was done with smoke signals before the audio version.
Oh, wow.
Steve was checking us out. I appreciate that, Steve. He wrote, I would love to see you get Ted Newkirk on the show. I love the show.
I always wondered why you had such a big Navajo following.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When I drive to California, all the Indian casinos are like, could you come by and just speak to us?
Yeah.
Of course I can. Andy in New Hampshire. Andy writes, best wishes to Brett. Hope all goes well for him. Agreed. And we continue. Mike Beatty. Mike writes, hey, Scott. This week's bar is the Alibi Ultra Lounge, the Aria Resort and Casino. Tell Brett. Me and my family are praying for a full recovery. Love the show. Can't wait till he's able to return. Mike, wishing I was back in LVB. And next up, we've got Floyd Mora, which seems like a very fancy name. Now, Floyd is a fan of the Roy Clark Big Note songbook. As you can see, he wrote in the largest fonts ever. I do wear glasses, but it's not that bad. You may read his.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, it seems like it was formatted for you.
I think that's a pretty girly font, actually, if I think about it.
Hello, Senor Scott and Drinky Pants Brett.
Buenas noches.
First and foremost, best wishes and speedy recovery, Brett. I'm sending positive thoughts your way. Show is not the same without you. The answer to today's trivia question is Alibi Ultra Lounge at Aria Resort and Casino. Have a great one, guys. Floyd S. Mora, Jr.
Thank you, Floyd. P.S. I love you. Next up, Laura Meekin, who I believe is from Scotland. Well, you can read that one too.
And she writes, hey, Scott.
And Laura writes,
great solo show. Wishing Brett well.
Thank you.
This week's Haddam is the Alibi Ultra Lounge, the Aria Resort, Shops at Crystals. Thankfully, no Googling this week. Have an awesome week, Laura. Period.
Did she say Shops at Crystals?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Oh, she's actually wrong. It's not at the Shops at Crystals, but we're going to let it in. But it's not the Shops of Crystals.
Judges?
It's right smack in the middle.
Judges?
Nope. It's okay.
Judges say yes, actually.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of Aria. Okay, Alan Perry. Alan writes.
And Ellen writes. Hi, guys.
The Haddam Bar for this week is Alibi Ultra Lounge in Aria. What a snooty-sounding name, huh?
A little bit.
We've not been there. Yet another bar to add to the Haddam Pub Crawl. Now, the Perrys... Alan and Aaron are listing up all of our Haddam bars, mapping it out, and they're going to go to every one of them.
Wow.
God
hopefully
bless
not
them.
In one night.
Well, I hope they do. That's what Uber's for. And a stomach pump. Over 2 weeks until our next Vegas trip. Time to get my liver in shape. Or maybe it already is.
Might want to get on a list right now for one new one.
Right.
Takes a while, so you know.
It takes...
you can pre-reserve.
And our cinematic experts, let's begin with he who is Pops.
Well, hey, kids. Welcome to the ranch. Come on in. It's Saturday night after business hours, so the usual suspects are in the office playing Overwatch. Let me introduce you to everybody. There's Nate. There's Austin. There's Randy. Down there where you can hardly see him is Knox, and hunkered down in the corner where you can't see him all is Landon, and just the corner of his head showing in his shoulder is Kostya. But you already know these guys. You hear him holler every week. It's the same voices as...
These nuts!
These nuts?
Got
him. My guess is those guys, when the video is not there, when the camera's not there, they're watching porn. All together. Okay, one for the correct answer... One for the video that included a sound of the Gajazzathon C plus a picture, and one more for being in the live chat. And then finally, Bob. Bob has got the quad. What does that mean? He's got the most possible entries you can possibly get. He gets one. He gets one for the correct answer. He gets one more, Bob LaBerge. For the first correct answer this week. So put one in there for that.
Can only write so fast, Captain.
I'm sorry, Captain. Let's put in what? We gotta fold the damn thing. Give him another one for being in the live chat. Where'd you go, Bubby?
Am I covered under your workers' comp?
Quit crying. And one for the correct answer. By the way, congratulations to Bob, because Bob apparently got some lighting and decided to shake things up a little bit. Here's Bob's new video.
Hey, guys. This week's bar is the Alibi Ultra Lounge.
By the way, this is the first time I've ever seen him smile in a video, so God bless Bob.
Located at the Aria Resort and Casino,
Jesus,
Alibi's classic elegance is paired with modern luxury.
He's a thief.
The design is highlighted by decadent imported granite and polished nickel and brass accents. Guests are invited to enjoy custom and creative cocktails, handcrafted by master mixologists and matched with an unparalleled level of service. The sheriff says these guys had bad alibis.
You guys have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Bob responded to my flattery, the nice things I said, by saying, fuck you. I think that's uncalled for. I don't think that's really necessary for him to say that to me, but God bless his Lord.
I'll give him another entry for that.
There we go. We're hoping for somebody. I don't fucking care.
We're hoping for somebody.
Hoping somebody wins.
This isn't going to come up empty.
There we go.
You know what? I might grab this one. Normally, I go from the bottom. This one was stabbing me from the moment I stuck my hand in there.
Not very much like my first wife.
Oh.
Okay. And the winner is?
The winner is... Gosh, again, I feel so bad. It's the extra entry. It's never the extra entries when I put them in.
Is it this time or no?
No.
But is it somebody who had an extra entry?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. Who's it?
Yep. It's Pops.
Pops! Here's the deal with Pops. Pops is the greatest of all people. Pops has always has said to me, actually, he sent the associated email, kind of a War and Peace thing. He said, if I win, I don't want to win. I don't want to wear your shit. I don't like your music. Pick somebody else. Mm. That's what we're going to do. By the way, thanks, Pops, for doing that. Give it away. Go. It'd be funny if you won three times. Wouldn't that be hysterical?
What are the odds of that,
like,
right?
Just fucking give him the fucking shit and have him go away.
Ooh, ooh, that one just poked me.
Oh, poke. Remember Facebook pokes? No, nobody does.
Well, it's not Pops.
Hey, well, there you go.
And it's still not an additional entry.
Okay, who is it?
It is, I can't read the last name, but Jim.
Okay, see? Jim Cowley. Way to go, Jim. You've won yourself a visor or a CD or a drink on your brother, Scott. Congratulations, my brother. Okay, let's look at this week's Have a Drink Upon Me. Let's look at this week's Have a Drink on Me. Okay, here are our clues. Ready? First, do you know it just looking at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
It is.
Clue number one. These types of folks are said to have more fun. Oh, fuck off. These types of folks are said to have more fun.
You know what?
I am looking for a new...
The more they stay the same. Oh, it's been like 3 years now.
Go away. I'm trying to be helpful. Hint number two. Location. What was... Now you're making me feel bad for giving easy clues. What was once a passage in the desert is now a miracle. By the way, if you guys don't get this, God help you. Hint number two. Location. What was once a passage in the desert is now a miracle. And hit number three, it's hard to beat a good cheerleader outfit. That's just an observation. Hit number three, it's hard to beat a good observation. Now, if people in the live chat are heckling me for the love of God, saying, yeah, if you look at, like, you said TV monitor.
The TV monitor, the ceiling.
Yeah, but it's blurry. You can't see that. No one pays attention to that. Yeah, no, I'm trying to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting shit from all these people. All right, that's it. Thank you very much for showing up. Thank you for being heckled by the live chat. That almost never happens to me except for when I do a live show.
I just bring out the truth in people.
Okay. Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you, Pip and Wayne, for playing along and helping everybody realize that if you have a rectangular pool, well, you've got the best pool in the world. Hey, if you want to send a question to us for us to answer, you're going to send it to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com.
What's the shape of your pool?
It's odd shaped. Mm. Don't make fun of me. It's a growth. I can't do anything about it. You know, didn't you learn that in school not to make fun of kids? Fuck, man. All right, if you want to send us a voicemail, it's super easy to do. Go to our homepage, click the little red tab on the right-hand side. A box will pop up. Because you have a microphone connected to your computer, you can leave us a voicemail without ever picking up your phone. Screw Ma Bell. Screw AT&T. Screw CenturyLink. You're going to talk to us on the telephone without having a telephone. That's, by the way, magical, by the way. Hey, is there other ways you can watch the show? Hell yeah, there's other ways. iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, won't you? You can watch us on the YouTube. Give us a thumbs up and share us with all your friends and family. But wait, is there more? Are you kidding us? We're on TV, we're on desktops, we're on mobile devices, we're on Roku, over 32,000 accounts installed. Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV. We're on Google Play, one of the first podcasts on there. And of course, VegasVideoNetwork.com. The over-under was 80. We are over. God bless. And thanks for everybody in the live chat. You guys are the awesomest people in the whole world, with the exception of nobody. If anybody tells you you're not the awesomest, tell them to go to hell, because you've been told that you're the best people in the world at the Vegas Video Network's Living in Las Vegas podcast. We'll see you guys later. Take care.
Are you available on the internet?
Ryan, right there. You could have said online. That's funny right there.